I love you, Barry. This is Kaz. So about a month ago, somebody asked me at the company that I work for, can you do designing of a data system using Microsoft Access? And I said, sure, yes. Although I'm not the best Microsoft Access programmer. I've used it before. So, but I thought it was a great opportunity for me to review, and the manager was okay with it. So I started studying it. One of the reasons why I was really interested in Microsoft Access is that it allows me to use SQL too. So it will be really useful even for me. So the manager, the manager of the project, gave me a charge code, which I have to use to enter my hours to the timesheet. And the first thing that I did was to look at YouTube. I looked for YouTube videos explaining how to use Access to build a database. And this actually is what I was studying. By this, I'm referring to this thing, YouTube link that I put on my website. And then this gave me a good idea of, oh, okay, this is how to do this. And I decided to kind of practice how to use Access using my own time, not the company time. And I thought maybe I can use this to do things for my teaching of Egonodo. Every weekend I am usually teaching Egonodo for Japanese people, and I'm able to probably keep track of how my students did and how they, contact information and the such, okay? I thought it would be very useful, even for them too. So I created a data table using Access, using a list of names of my students, and I entered my impression of how they did into a different table in the Access database. Every time I teach, I record the entire class for my students' review. So I even put the location of that file into this data table. Okay, so if I click on it, I can immediately go to listen to how my student and I did during the Skype lesson. And I try to enter lots of different information, such as how he or she did in terms of tensing over the vocal cords, or how, you know, each of my about 25 tasks that I do with my students, how things went, you know, over those items. It also allows me to make a form. It looks like a questionnaire, and it allows you to enter data easily, as opposed to just entering data into a spreadsheet, okay? And surprisingly, and I kind of knew this before, when you enter data into the Access database, the database can also create a report based on what you enter. So that's so interesting and useful, isn't it? So as I have to learn more about how to use Access, but I have some good ideas of, okay, I can probably do it like this or do it like that. So that kind of imagination gives me a sense of fun, and I feel like, okay, if I continue to do this for another, you know, a couple months, maybe I should be able to really use it. So it's like what I would call a positive cycle. Because I feel like I can master this thing, I feel like, okay, I'm going to study this thing. And because I feel like studying it, I feel like, you know, I end up learning more about this thing, Microsoft Access. I hope the same thing happens to you when you study English, right? Hopefully using Egonodo. Because you enjoy, and because you feel you have a sense of, okay, I can do this. You know, you enjoy the process, and as a result, you improve your English. 英語ノードまた明日